Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday, so that means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And, you know, during the break, and before we went to break, I was talking about President Zelensky of Ukraine on 60 Minutes. And if you didn't get a chance to see that, I suggest that you go back and bring it up and get to see that conversation. It's a telling conversation. And for all of you and who see what is going on, and we're beside ourselves, and we are saying we need to get in there right away, and we need to ourselves get our nation militarily involved in this. You need to take a look at again, 60 Minutes on yesterday. But over and above that, I've asked Sandy if he would, go back and tell us a little bit about the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. Because when I heard that, you know, since 2014, yesterday, Ukraine and Russia have kind of had some military skirmishes going on. And many of us, I was under the assumption that, you know, Russia just made a decision, and I'm sure many of you in the listening audience, to go into Ukraine and just take it. You know, I mean, Sandy, let's talk a little bit about what led up to what we're talking
about. Yeah, we've talked about it some, but, you know, in the period 2012, 2013, when the Europe and the United States were having conversations about Ukraine and with Ukraine, talking about, number one, Ukraine becoming part of the European Union and flirtations with them becoming part of NATO. And the president of Ukraine at the time was a fellow named Yanukovych, and Yanukovych was a Russian-leaning nationalist, but he was Russian-leaning. And in the period of 2013, in that circa 2013 period, the European Union made a gesture towards Yanukovych for him to sign a document which would have initiated the process of Ukraine becoming part of the EU. And at that point, apparently, Russia and Putin became very concerned about Ukraine doing that and becoming such a West-leaning country. And he was persuaded, and some would think was persuaded in many respects by conversations he had with Russia, not to sign that document and not to initiate that process, which then created a hue and cry within Ukraine, but maybe fomented by some from outside. I mean, there are those in Ukraine and undoubtedly Russia who would say that the CIA and other organizations helped stir up a process in Ukraine, which caused Yanukovych to be unseated from his position, and there was essentially an emergency election to elect his successor, and it was that successor was Volodymyr Zelensky. Now, Volodymyr Zelensky was elected as a nationalist and as sort of an ardent nationalist. It was under Zelensky that they started requiring that Ukrainian be the official language spoken in all official conduct in the Ukraine, and some other things like that, which created quite a bit of foment within Ukraine, and in particularly in what is called the Donbass region, where Donetsk and Luhansk are Russian-speaking regions that involved a fair amount of dissonance. Those people were interested, or at least a number of them were interested in being tight with Russia, and they were unhappy with the speak Ukrainian and other some of these nationalist moves that then caused a fair amount of foment there and an uprising, a bit maybe like was happening in Canada with the Quebec French speakers some years ago. And that uprising caused some strident nationalists, which became the Azov Battalion, to become very active and violent in the Donbas region, to the point where there was actually kind of ongoing warfare in the Donbas region beginning in 2013, 2014, and until now. I think there's the headcount I've seen is something like 14,000 fatalities in the ongoing fighting that was occurring there, which was occurring between Ukrainian government troops, which I think had decided that they would incorporate the Azov Battalion into the National Guard of Ukraine. But the fighting there persisted, and there's some credence to the fact that some of those participants in that fighting were in fact neo-nationalist Nazi type organizations like the Azov Battalion, which is something that Russia was hanging its hat on with respect to saying that they wanted to protect the Russian speakers in this region who were being assaulted by, they said, these terrorists who were the Azov Battalion. So that caused, and meanwhile, after Zelensky came into power, Russia became, I guess, nervous and threatened by the notion that Ukraine might become part of NATO, and that's when they moved to annex Crimea. And they annexed Crimea in pretty much a fortnight of, you know, the military goes in, there wasn't much resistance, and suddenly Crimea becomes part of Russia. And then there was the ongoing fighting that was occurring in the Donbas region. So all of that has been going on since 2014. There have been, the Ukrainians have claimed that the Russians have had Russian troops assisting the dissidents in the Donbas and Luhansk region, Donetsk and Luhansk region. And in fact, there was the Treaty of Minsk, which was signed in, I think, 2014, which was supposed to settle the open fighting between Russians and Ukrainians in that region by creating a semi-autonomous status for those regional areas. But all of that has been a festering wound since 2014.
Sandy, I think that information, when you know that backdrop, then I think you see things through a different lens. I mean, as an American, I see that a little differently now. You know, because many of us, again, just thought that Russia just all of a sudden made a decision to just walk in and do this. But now, once you give some of the backdrop on that, and then again, when you mention that they believe that America fomented this, you know, you kind of see where Russia is coming from. And so, I mean, before people get upset and say that I'm siding with Russia, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, again, based on the information you just gave and what you've been saying, then, yeah, you look at this whole thing and say, man, maybe we need to find out more before we're willing to say, well, maybe we need to go in and we need to send troops. This has been going on for a long time. And really, help me understand, Sandy, the Russians are intertwined in Ukraine. There are many Russians.
Well, the Ukrainians and Russians are
the same people.
They're the same people.
Oh, that's okay.
I mean, they're ethnically the same people. The language began to deviate several hundred years ago in Western Ukraine. But Eastern Ukraine is in every respects Russian in terms of the culture. Now, who do these people lean towards from a national standpoint? Well, you know, I do believe that the Ukrainian government operated differently, very corruptly, incidentally. I mean, it's been a very corrupt government since day one, and there continue to be pressure on the Ukrainians to clean up their corruption, because the rule of law doesn't work there very well. Now, Russia itself is very corrupt as well, but Ukraine was probably more corrupt. But the Eastern Ukrainians have, you know, the Russians believe or would argue that the Eastern Ukrainians in the Donbas would favor being part of Russia. And in fact, part of the settlement, if it occurs out of this war, will undoubtedly be the notion that there would be some kind of referendum held which might cause that region to either become separate republics or even to be annexed by Russia at the choice of the citizenry there. I think that the neutral observers who are looking at this are saying that the nationalist instincts, the Ukrainian nationalist instincts of the Donbas region might be increasing as the result of this war.
You know, Sandy, it's so, to steal one of your favorite terms,
it's complicated.
It's complicated. And you can't dismiss that.
Right. We should not. That's the problem I've said about American foreign affairs is we don't operate with any sense of nuance at all. And we clearly are not operating with a sense of nuance here. We've got an information war ongoing that involves leaked intelligence of modest, if any, actual verity in terms of the truth of it, because we've become now involved in something that clearly is a propaganda war, ours and theirs.
You know, Sandy, it is. And then you mix into that the politics of it, because the right is saying, well, Joe Biden's not doing anything. He needs to get in more, and we need to move in there right away. As if those people don't know that history that you're talking about. I can't believe that many on the right, and especially elected officials, congressmen, senators, don't know what you just talked about. They're privy to all that information.
Well, the problem in the East Ukraine.
So, Sandy, hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.